That's Blue Moon Soup from their second full-length album, self-titled. That was called Six in the Grave, and they're going to be performing at Jilly's this Friday night, along with Fletcher's Grove and the Subterranean House Band. I caught up with Robbie earlier this week, and we chatted a little bit about what the band's been up to since they had been on the show quite a few years ago. So we'll take a listen to this and come back and hear some more of their music. I see you guys are on the road a lot now, and you know you're playing out, and you're really building some momentum. Give us a little snapshot of what last year and you know the first couple months of this year have been like for the band.
Since we talked in 2011, in September of 2013, so just a few months ago, we did our first national tour and went out to Colorado with stops in Kansas, Chicago, I believe, St. Louis, and there might have been one or two other ones on that road as well. And we kind of went back just a couple weeks ago, I think the beginning of February, and did kind of a repeat of that tour. But we kind of combined it. You know, we cut all our leisure days out, so we were playing, I think we did six shows in a row. And we drove straight out to Colorado and started playing shows in Denver for a few days, and then went up to Breckenridge. We got a big old van, and so we left that in our trailer in Denver, and took rental cars up to Breckenridge, and then we had to leave directly from our Breckenridge. That was our last night in Colorado, and drive. I think we're still trying to figure it out because of the time zone changes, but we're pretty sure it was a straight 17 hours, and we were still just a little bit late for our gig in Iowa Falls. So.
What's it been like getting a taste of life on the road, 17-hour drives and you know, going straight through and you know, rental cars and vans and all that stuff? Has it been fun, or has it been more work than you expected, or a little bit of both?
I think, you know, it's hard work. We kind of knew that going into it. It's not all peaches and cream. You know, there's obviously a ton of driving and, you know, a lot of setup and late hours, but, you know, I think we just enjoy doing it so much. You know, the playing the music is really what we like to do, and it makes everything else worth it.
So that's got to make the hometown shows then extra sweet to just be able to go, you know, down the road or a couple miles down the road and catch up with everybody here and get to play for the people that, you know, have sort of watched you guys come up and develop as a band.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun doing hometown shows, or, you know, even home state shows for us at this point. I think the last night of our tour was in Columbus, actually, at Scully's. Big show for us. I think it was a very nice welcome back. Kind of hometown, but, you know, shows in Dayton, it's always so much fun to, you know, see people who have been watching you for years and years and always have something good to say because they've been watching you grow for, you know, in our case, 4 years we've been playing, and have a lot of the same people that come out to our shows. There's nothing like playing for the hometown, obviously. Certainly our favorite scenario to be in.
So what's this year looking like for you guys? You mentioned the potential of getting some new material together. Are you going to try to balance that out with a lot of touring again this year? Or are you going to focus in on writing and recording more?
Well, I think we're going to be doing a balance of both. We put out, you know, our second album in September, the self-titled album. I think we established, you know, kind of a sound for ourselves over the previous few years, you know, kind of locking in on a specific sound that we like. And, you know, we're just kind of building off of that now. But it looks like I think our other two albums were 8 and 9 tracks, respectively. And this one is looking like it's going to shape up to be, you know, maybe more full length, like maybe we could do 13, 14 tracks even. But, you know, we've got a lot of stuff in development. And I think touring is, you know, I think it's a good way to develop things, you know, develop songs and stuff. But you definitely got to have that downtime to, like, do writing. Our guitar player, Justin, is actually going to be having his first child. So we have decided, well, we're taking pretty much all of March off. We have one date in March. But, you know, his due date is about halfway through March. So we're going to use the downtime, obviously, to try to fine-tune some of the new songs and probably work on some new material as well. Once the window's passed, we're getting right back into it. I know we got something, you know, a lot of shows, you know, somewhat local, like in Ohio in April. And then May, we're actually doing tour, I think 4 days out to Alabama. We're doing either 4 or 5 shows. I can't quite remember, but the main reason we're going out there is a festival called Cacoraco out in, I believe it's Steele, Alabama. Then I think we'll, you know, plan on doing another tour out west in the fall again in September. It seems to be a really nice time to go. We've kind of got a strategy developed, I think, where we can go out, you know, for a couple weeks in September and then also do something like early February, just like we did, so that we can, you know, maintain our personal lives as well. But I think there's, you know, different ways you could tour. You know, some bands go out and play, you know, shows every night for, you know, months on end. But I think we're, you know, we're taking a different approach that might be a little bit more effective for us and, you know, not waste as much time and money and stuff.
Tell me about the Jilly Show. You guys are playing with a really great group of bands. Tell me a little bit about what we're going to see, who we're going to play, who you're going to play with, and all that.
Well, so yeah, we've got the Jilly Show coming up on February 28th. That is going to be with a band from West Virginia called Fletcher's Grove, and then another band from Dayton. You've probably heard of them, the Subterranean House Band. You know, we've known the various musicians for years and years. They're all legends in our eyes. You know, Danny Sowers and Chucky Love used to play for the Works. I think we have a lot of really good musicians. You know, hopefully we can really pack the place. We're really looking forward to it. Definitely honored to be playing in there and glad we have, you know, such an assembly of excellent musicians we're playing with. So should be a great time.
Well, is there anything else people ought to know about what you guys are doing or anything big you've got coming up?
Well, yeah, we've got a couple things in the works here. We've just booked a date at the Clifton Opera House. So that's in the works. That's going to be May 16th. You know, just looking a little bit farther out, we have done for, I think we did, what, the past 2 years in the winter, we did a, we called it the Snowflake Soiree, and that we did it 1 year back in the Outdoor Education Center of the Glen, and then this December we did the Snowflake Soiree 2 at the Glen Helen Building, and it was a benefit for the Glen. And we actually have another date planned for that. We're going to do a summer one this time on June 14th. It's the day of Street Fair. So that's going to be another benefit for Glen Helen. You'll probably start seeing posters up around town. I'm sure we're all about giving back. So Yellow Springs, you know, the community's always done a lot for us. You know, we've certainly been helped along by the charity of others. And it, you know, feels good to do stuff like that, especially for, you know, local organizations. Glen Helen and YSO specifically have, you know, been a big part of our lives.
I like that. Music giving back.
Definitely.
That was my chat with Robbie from Blue Moon Soup. Check out the band Friday night at Jilly's in downtown Dayton. They're going to be performing with Fletcher's Grove and the Subterranean House Band. Right now, here's another one from Blue Moon Soup's self-titled album. This one is called Highlander 40.